So with me is Michelle Pete Morgan from the Irish branch of IOSH. Michelle, tell me about the latest statistics from the HSA and the terrifying and obviously realistic problem of the fact that children die on farms. It's obviously not acceptable, is it?
No, Tim, it's obviously not acceptable. And the Health and Safety Authority released their statistics on the 6th of January, which cover all of the injury and fatal statistics in Irish workplaces, and it does not make for pleasant reading. And as you've touched upon there, these statistics show that there's a concern in the rise of number of children who are killed in workplace accidents in farms. And of course, that is a concern for anyone who has children. And it's obviously a concern for farmers as well, because your home is also your farm and it's also your workplace.
It's a nightmare. I mean, I'm a father of three very small children. It doesn't bear thinking about, really, doesn't. I mean, however, a child should never, ever die before his or her parents in any circumstance. But when it comes to farms, as you rightly say, this is that child's home. So, I mean, how can we press home the point that the parents shouldn't allow their children out in a farmyard? I mean, that's like their front garden, isn't it?
Well, Tim, at the outset, I'd like to say that Irish farms are higher in safety than their European counterparts. And the Irish farmers have got together with the Health and Safety Authority and have improved safety in agriculture and in farming in that whole sector over the last 12 to 18 months. So some fantastic work has been done there. Of course, children will be around farms and will not be fully aware of the hazards that they may be exposed to. And it is that farmers need to be aware of, and they need to identify what those particular hazards are that children may see as something playful. So an example may be a propped up tyre from a tractor, and a child may see that as a playground. And obviously there are definite hazards with regard to children playing with that type of equipment. And all farm machinery as well is hazardous unless you're adequately trained in how to use it. And the other thing I want to say, Tim, as well, is that, you know, we have also seen a rise in the construction sector in Ireland. We all are very much well aware of the economic situation in Ireland, and we are starting to come out of a recession. Hand in hand with that goes an increase in construction, and we are also concerned that the fatalities have increased in that particular sector as well. We've done immense work, the Construction Industry Federation and the Health and Safety Authority, over the last number of years with bringing in mandatory safety training on construction sites. But it is a concern, and it is something that we need to keep our eye on going forward.
Do you think IOSH plays a hugely important part in Ireland in driving home this message and actually making a real difference as we go on and go forward?
Absolutely. Tim, we are launching in February, the 12th of February, our life savings campaign, which highlights to businesses the positive impact of operating your enterprise in a safe way and the benefits that you can reap from that on your bottom line. But I think in addition to that, IOSH will also be looking at working with the Health and Safety Authority to strive to look at agriculture for the next 12 months and to look at and concentrate on farm safety.
Michelle Pete Morgan, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.